Chapter 31. The array was as busy as Reach had ever seen it, with Space Force techs working over every inch, alongside some of the more technically gifted Rangers like Ramirez and Turner. Lieutenant Sherman and Captain Bosa were overseeing the progress with interest, but turned their attention to Reach when he stepped inside.
"What's going on?" Reach asked.
Bosa went straight to the point.
"You heard, I understand, that our arrival message to Earth was received?"
Reach nodded.
"Yes, Captain. Alexa filled me in.
She said that the array had sent the message and had gotten some sort of indicator that it had been received, but no reply."
Bosa nodded. "It turns out that wasn't accurate."
Reach noticed that Bosa and Sherman were both studying him for a reaction. He didn't know what they were expecting, though.
"As in, the message was not yet received?"
"As in, we did in fact receive a reply," answered Sherman.
That was a surprise.
"When? What did it say?"
Bosa held up an in-a-moment finger.
"You've interacted closely with the android Brody."
"That's right," Reach answered,
unsure where all this was going, but having the distinct feeling it wasn't good.
"His instabilities have been noted. Have you seen anything in your observations that suggest he has jeopardized his primary function of serving the crews of the Boone, Longmire, and Muir and their allies?"
Reach thought for a moment before giving his answer.
"No, Captain, not that I can... Well, actually, perhaps. He apparently removed his localized medical training to make storage room for something else."
Sherman and Bosa exchanged a look.
"Captain," Reach said, shifting from one foot to the other. "I feel like I'm in the dark here. I'd like to help you solve whatever riddle you're after, but some context would help. Is something wrong with the AIs?"
Bosa retrieved a tablet from his desk and switched it on, bathing his face in soft blue light. He tapped it a few times, held it out to Reach, then pulled it back at the last second.
"One more thing. I understand that Dr. Roman performed several enhancements on you while you were in cryostasis. This may sound indelicate, but are you fully human, Reach?"
Reach smiled. "I was wondering that myself, actually. I am. No mechanical implants beyond what we all have. No AI living inside my frontal cortex. What was done to me seems to be biological in nature."
"Who told you that?"
Sherman asked, folding his arms.
"Alexa. I asked her outright."
That answer didn't seem to impress either of the men, but Bosa surrendered the tablet. On it was a message from Earth. Reach read aloud. "From the Sovereign Terran Protectorate Zone C, United States, North American region." He looked up. "This is what the U.S. has renamed itself?"
Bosa let out a sigh.
"We're not sure. It claims to be the continuation of the United States government following the conclusion of the war between Allied forces and RUPAC. It's light on history. What concerns us is paragraph 3.
Reach skipped down to the indicated portion, his eyes moving back and forth furiously, taking it all in an instant. Another enhancement, he imagined. "Furthermore, it is understood that you have at least one Type R-79 artificial intelligence unit. These units are prone to violent and subversive activities and are listed among the STP banned programs. You are to await the arrival of an extraction team who will apprehend the Type R-79 deployed aboard the Boone. Do not attempt to restrain, confine, or notify the AI of these orders. Furthermore..."
Reach looked up from the tablet.
"Wait, what? Is Alexa going all Skynet on us?"
"That's the indication," Bosa said. "Have you seen anything at all to indicate that she may be working outside the command structure?"
Reach's stomach sank. An example came to him almost immediately.
I think I do."
Bosa gave a fractional nod.
"Let's hear it."
"Alexa informed me that among the enhancements I received, she made me more favorable."
"Favorable?"
"Likeable, Captain. She said that she psychologically imprinted something in the minds of the crew to make them more inclined to agree with me, or follow me as a leader. She felt that this was an essential aspect of the mission. I believe that's why your Rangers have been so willing to work with me in a command position."
Sherman punched the palm of his hand.
"I knew it. I knew something funky was going on."
He glared at Reach, waiting for him to give some account of himself. Reach took a breath.
Captain, Lieutenant, please understand that in no time did I attempt to use this to acquire any preferential treatment or...
Bosa waved the speech away.
I have full recall of what you've done here, Reach. You've worked tirelessly for the mission. And Sherman, I want this detail to remain between the three of us. But this does feel like an indicator that the warning from Earth is accurate, and that we may need to keep a close eye on Alexa.
Reach pursed his lips. It didn't seem possible to him. In his observation, Alexa had always been totally committed to keeping the colony going strong. She'd had no qualms about upbraiding Brody for deleting his medical training. She was calculating, yes, but what else would one expect from a machine program?
If Alexa is compromised in some way, he suggested, perhaps Dr. Roman could fix her.
Bosa took back the tablet.
No. To even attempt to do so would almost certainly alert Alexa to the fact that there is a problem, and we're not to notify her. You are also not to notify the doctor. That goes for both of you. Dr. Roman has shown a tendency to go his own way. I don't trust him to obey an order, especially one involving Alexa, if he feels he has a better approach.
What then, Captain?
For the present, we're taking these orders as if they were direct from CENTCOM. Those orders are to carry on with the establishment of the colony while awaiting an extraction team. That's what I intend to do.
When do we expect this extraction team to arrive? Reach asked. If we're already 300 years late to Amir, shouldn't they have arrived already?
That I can't say, Bosa said. But apparently there is a military colony capable of reaching us inside a month's time.
There's more to the message than what I read, Reach surmised. Bosa gave a singular nod.
Reach shook his head in disbelief.
I don't understand. If they established a colony out this far, why do they not colonize Amir?
Perhaps the other planet is simply a better location. Or maybe it was politics. We don't know.
Still, why not at least arrange for a search party? The Osei were here.
Again, that wasn't discussed in communications. But playing devil's advocate, we showed up late and the other two ships gave no energy signatures. So they have a superior planet. They do a flyby, see nothing, and then the satellite or whatever keeps on going. No mission ordered.
I guess, said Reach, though he didn't find that convincing at all. He needed time to think.
We'll find out more soon enough,
Bosa said, winding down the conversation by moving to take his seat and get back to work.
In the meantime, nothing changes. Sherman, stay focused on camp security and keep those patrols up. Rupak has been quiet today, so let's build on that. Reach, I'd like you to continue to focus on Camp Muir, and I'd like you to keep Alexa there with you, away from the array. I'll handle Dr. Roman, understood?
Understood, Reach said, and Sherman echoed the same.
Good. I know the two of you will get it done.
Reach and Sherman stepped outside, and Reach immediately stopped the lieutenant.
Listen, Lieutenant, I just want to make it clear that I had no control over whatever was done to me while I was in stasis. I would never seek to jeopardize the mission or the lives of the men serving under you.
Sherman nodded.
I know that. And truth is, I'm relieved to know what's going on. It wasn't making sense, and now it does. I was angry at first, but you've acquitted yourself in combat and you've looked after the men admirably. I don't know if it's the brainwashing or what, but I want you to succeed, Reach. We're all on the same team.
I appreciate that.
So, Sherman said, folding his arms. You made contact with more Rupak?
Yeah, a patrol searching to recover the drone. Alexa had examined the wreckage and we...
Lieutenant Sherman!
Ramirez was jogging over to them.
Go ahead, Corporal, Sherman answered.
Bird's inbound with the girl's dad from the crash site. Word is when news filtered back to the Osei, they weren't too happy.
Sherman looked to Reach.
Sounds like that's your specialty.
Reach nodded. This wasn't the news he wanted to hear, but it was precisely the sort of conflict he'd been brought on mission to deal with. He'd been acting as a soldier, but his initial purpose was as an ambassador, and he was pleased to be back in that role.
Mind if I come with you? Ramirez asked.
I hear this guy is the great-grand-something from one of the first platoon guys.
Sure, Reach said.
I want to hear how you managed to get two of the printers up and running anyway.
Nice work.
Ramirez shrugged.
It's easy when you know how. I'll tell Turner he's gonna have to make do without me for a while. See you outside.
Reach found Sherman looking at him once Ramirez had run off.
What?
It may not be your doing, Reach, but these men respect you. They look up to you. Don't let them down.
The heavy hauler came down amid a spray of the fine black dirt that still covered much of Camp Ohio. As it settled and opened its doors, a Space Force crew chief jumped out, followed by PFC Dunn. Everyone else on board was Osei. Dunn helped Osei Crazewell down and escorted him to Reach. Behind them, a group of Osei warriors stepped off the transport awkwardly, looking around the camp in wonder.
Is that Kreese's great-granduncle? Ramirez whispered, nodding toward the old man. Actually, he's Kreese's grand-nephew, a descendant of Kreese's sister. Right. I keep forgetting we're the old ones. So he's Leanna's father? That's right. No shit. He looks pretty damn old to have such a young daughter. Good on him.
Reach hadn't actually thought of that, but it was true. Osei Crazewell was considerably older than Leanna. Maybe he'd gotten together with a younger woman who liked the mature type. But if so, that younger woman no longer seemed to be around. As far as Reach had seen, Leanna was the only female in the old man's life. The truth was, there was a lot he didn't know about the timeline of events during the 999 years Brody went on about. Hearing that Earth had not only colonized other planets since they'd left, but had assets close enough on hand to arrive inside a month, made him wonder just how long it had really been. As the old man shuffled closer, with PFC Dunn patiently helping to steady him, Reach spoke.
Welcome to Camp Ohio, Osei Crazewell. I'm pleased to tell you that Leanna is recovering. She's being treated by Dr. Roman and Alexa as we speak. But I am also very sorry for what took place.
Crazewell held his palm against Reach's jaw.
She goes where she wants. It's not your blame.
Reach swallowed.
I'll take you to see her. She's in one of the cryopods.
Osei Crazewell shook his head.
You will be needed among the people. This has caused unrest much.
The
old man paused to consider his words.
They wonder, is there strength in new Osei to stand Rupak, if even my daughter, Rupak, can touch?
You're right, of course. PFC Dunn can take you to Leanna. I will go to your camp to answer questions and put their fears to rest.
Crazewell smiled.
You will do well.
He turned to the cadre of Osei warriors following him.
These men are here to see the Ohio camp and to work. They will follow commands. All speak Brody well.
Lieutenant Sherman, who had just walked up, cut in.
Thank you, Osei. I'll take these men to First Sergeant Nash. He'll find something for them to do with 2nd Platoon.
As Sherman left with the Osei men, Reach turned back to Crazewell.
Tell me what your people need from me in order to keep together. As one.
Osei Crazewell considered this for a moment.
They need to be shown that Osei are not the hunted. Osei are the hunters.